Welcome to the Far and Beyond podcast, hosted by the Contracts and Fiscal Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. This podcast is for the federal government attorney navigating the ever-changing landscape of acquisitions and fiscal law. I am your host, Major Ali Sewell.
And I'm Major Jason Floyd. Together, we are your co-hosts. On this episode of the Far and Beyond, we're going to dig into terminations, or my favorite FAR Part 49. We'll also talk about FAR Part 12, but we'll explain why later. Things have changed, right, Ellie?
They have changed, yes. So the RFO didn't just tweak a few sentences, it completely streamlined the framework. The biggest headline is that we've managed to decrease the section, the word count, by more than 2,500 words. So by moving the plain language and removing some of the redundancies.
2,500? That did you count all those yourself?
No.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. That's probably a good use for AI, huh?
Yes.
Nice. So if the text is shorter, though, does that mean there was any kind of substantial change to the procedures that we all know and love?
No. So most of what was cut, it was just fluff, maybe repetitive wording. But several sections were actually removed from the FAR and moved into the non-regulatory resources, like the new FAR Companion Guide, or PGIs. So for example, the old section on government assistance and settling subcontractors in FAR Part 49.108-7 is gone from the FAR.
Oh, does that mean we can't do it anymore?
No, it doesn't mean we can't do it. It's just not in the FAR. They have moved it into the companion, so it's not regulatory. It's more guidance.
Gotcha.
And then the same with FAR Part 49.113 on cost principles and 49.405 regarding completion by another contractor. They still exist as guidance for practitioners, but they just aren't in the regulation itself anymore.
I see. So does that mean a lot of the reshuffling was just like changing all the section numbers or the subpart numbers or something like that?
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a shuffle because they removed those sections and then reorganized and reshifted the remaining subsections. So for instance, if you look at 49.105, the old version had four subsections: status reports, release of funds, case files, and site cleanup. In the RFO, termination status reports and termination case files have been removed. Now 49.105-1 jumps straight into release of excess funds.
So when we're doing this in practice, we're going to have to learn like the whole new table of contents, really. What about the actual language? You talked a little bit about streamlining. Does that mean any actual language was edited?
So some language was, I wouldn't say edited, it was just changed, I think, to make it more readable. So they updated the scope, definitions, and applicability sections in 49 through 49.002. So be much simpler and easier to read.
Okay, but tell me the most important part. Did they change any of the termination clauses?
Don't panic, Jason. They have not. One of the core principles of the RFO was that all existing clauses are retained with no changes to the text. So your 52.249-2 and -8 are exactly the same as they were before.
Nice.
The overhaul just focused on the administrative procedures and policies in Part 49 itself, not the legal language in the contracts.
So good, right? That means like the contracting officers don't have to go and like modify the next option that they exercise or anything like that to change the clause. They'll stick with it, right?
Precisely. They kept the essential statutory requirements like the False Claims Act and the Contract Disputes Act, but they removed the outdated, redundant administrative clutter to make the whole process more efficient.
Nice. Okay, so does this have any sort of trickle-down effect on FAR Part 49's applicability to commercial contracts or anything like that?
It does. So the RFO version of 49.002 is much more direct. It explicitly states that this part does not apply to contracts for commercial products and services awarded under Part 12. It clarifies that Part 49 can only be used as guidance for those contracts if it does not conflict with Part 12 or the specific clauses involved.
Okay, but there's got to be a but, right? If I remember correctly, in the old FAR Part 12, we looked for unique requirements, right? And 12.403 specifically covered those terminations, and that's where it told us that Part 12 concepts differed from Part 49, but we could still use Part 49 as guidance.
Yes, and that is one of the changes. In the new RFO Part 12, the termination procedures have moved to Subpart 12.304. And it doesn't just say Part 49 is different. It explicitly states do not use the procedures in Part 49 when dealing with commercial products or services.
I feel like that is a substantial change, right? That's a substance issue. Mm-hmm.
So, but if you recall, 49002, the new language says you can use Part 49 as guidance, but FAR Part 12 explicitly says don't use the procedures in Part 49. So,
yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean we can think about it, but we can't use the actual, you know, notice to show cause, I guess?
Yeah, they don't quite line up, and it's the guidance versus procedures word there. So what does that exactly mean? I'm not sure. I wonder if these two were not written in conjunction and they just haven't made that connection that these two sections don't mirror each other yet. I mean, they've admitted they've made mistakes. So
Sure. Hopefully
this will be one of those that gets pointed out during notice and comment or even before, that whether they can tweak the language and let us know exactly what they're meaning here.
Yep. That's fair. Okay, so for commercial contracts, what's the new sort of battle drill for terminations for cause then?
It's much more structured now. So under the new 12.304B, before you terminate for cause, you must send a cure notice to the contractor. The only exception is if the reason for the termination is a late delivery.
That might be an actual substantive change, right? Because I feel like it used to be that you should send a cure notice, and it had that exception still, though, right?
The RFO is very specific. The written notification must include the reasons for the termination and which remedies the government intends to seek, or at least a date by which they'll tell the contractor. So most importantly, it must state that the notice is a final decision of the contracting officer and that the contractor has the right to appeal under the disputes clause.
Nice. And that feels pretty familiar. What about the terminations for convenience?
So the new 12.304C shifts the focus toward mutual agreements. So it tells the parties they should agree on the requirements of the termination proposal. The directive for the contracting officer is to balance the need for documentation against the goal of having a simple and expeditious settlement. And if you remember, it used to be based on the percentage of the contract price for work performed plus any termination changes. So it's really giving a little bit more discretion to the contracting officer.
Yeah, that's an interesting change. It used to be pretty predictable when you sent out the T for C, how much of the, you know, the termination cost, as it were, that you'd have to pay.
Mm-hmm. The RFO even explicitly encourages innovation approaches to reduce administrative costs and lead times when using these simplified procedures. It's all about moving faster and cutting the red tape.
Well, sounds like I've got some reading to do then, Ellie. Thanks for walking us through the new FAR Part 49 and 12.
Thank you for joining us today in this episode of FAR and Beyond. Please make sure to follow us and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We love to hear from our listeners. Please continue to reach out to us on Facebook and LinkedIn. The information can be found in the show notes from today's episode. The views expressed today are those of the presenters, not that of the Judge Advocate General Corps, the Department of the Army, the Department of the Air Force, or the Department of War.